Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener, and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is getting close to spring. 3 weeks, spring arrives, daylight savings time, 2 weeks, and good old St. Patrick's Day in 2.5 weeks. So things are beginning to change, and you should be beginning to visit your yard, your outside of your home. It's time to get out and think gardening. And this morning, to try and get you motivated, talking about the garden, we've asked Cianne, our bird lady, to join us this morning and tell you what to expect with this time of the year, some of the changes that are occurring, and some of the birds that are beginning to arrive, and how you should be preparing the area. Because we've had a very, very long winter with very little snow cover, and the birds probably haven't been in your yard like they should. And Cianne will tell you why and what you can do to help things out. Good morning, Cianne.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
Oh, just wonderful on a beautiful sunny day. My goodness, is this really still winter?
It's been a crazy winter, hasn't it, Cianne?
Absolutely, and I think it's falling. Even the plants, I've got crocuses and tulips starting to come up. My goodness, what is going on?
You know, Mother Nature is really mixed up all over the country. But
absolutely.
That's okay. We've got 3 weeks, we'll be in spring. In 2 weeks, we'll have daylight savings time, and that will help us to work in the yard after a long day at work, and then we can just relax and pull some weeds, edge some beds, and it'll be an awful lot of fun.
Absolutely. And there's all signs that spring is on its way. I'm seeing some migratory birds come back. I've got the red-winged blackbirds back already. And people are saying they're seeing flocks of robins coming back. It's incredible. So, you know, watch the birds. They will let us know when the season is ready to change.
Now, if we're beginning, like you, to see the red-winged blackbirds, or we're beginning to see robins, what can we do to help them out?
Well, you know, with the lack of snow cover, the birds have been foraging naturally, which is why we haven't seen a great deal of activity at our feeders. So all this natural food that is usually on the ground for the migratory birds, well, it's already been consumed because the resident birds have eaten it. So it's really important to keep your feeders full to the brim to give them something to eat. And you might want to start thinking about doing a little spring cleaning anyway. Check your feeders. You know, we've had some rain, some moisture. Make sure that, you know, your feeders aren't clogged, and, you know, and that's important to use a nice clean mix, because ever see those mixers with all that dust in it? Well, dust gets in your feed or where it accumulates, and it'll clog your feeders. So this is probably a good time to go out there and check your feeders and look at the ground, see if there's needs and rake up some of the empty shells and just, you know, tidy up the area and get ready for our migratory birds.
Now, how often should we clean our feeders, Cianne?
Well, rule rule of thumb, you should do it every few weeks. You know, at least check on it. Make sure your feeders aren't getting clogged. But if you're using a really nice, clean mix without that dust, you could probably get away with not cleaning your feeders for, you know, maybe every other month, every few months. I clean my feeders a real good in the springtime, and then I do clean them really good in the fall. And then I check them throughout the year. Now, you should always check them after a heavy rain, because moisture will get in those ports and wet the seed. Now, you don't have to throw the seed out if it does get a little wet, as long as you get to it right away. What I do is I open up a newspaper, and I dump the seed out on the newspaper, and I spread it out and just let it air dry. And that is, you know, when the feeder's empty, that's a good time to check it, maybe brush it out a little bit. And then once that seed is dried out, just fold up the paper and just scoop it on back in.
Well, I didn't do that. And the other day I went out, and we had had some rain, went out in the tubular feeders. The bottom half was solid, so I figured there was a problem. So I dumped it, and the top half came right out, no problem, and the bottom half was one big solid mass, and I just banged it, and it came out like one big lump, and spread it onto the ground. Is that okay?
As long as it's not been sitting wet in the feeder for several days, because then mold can grow on it. But, yeah, you know, you can knock it out on the ground and maybe crunch it up a little bit, spread it out so it does dry.
Okay, because that's what I did. I cleaned it out, and then I brought, it was all, like, it wasn't muddy, but it was all dirty and had like a film. So I brought it in the house, ran it underwater. I have a baby bottle brush, cleaned it all up, let it air dry, put in the fresh seed, and boy, the birds came back like crazy.
Oh, absolutely. They're hungry, and if we got, I mean, the other weekend, we got a little bit of a dusting, and boy, bam, the birds were right onto my feeder. Because I've had people complain that there's been a lack of activity, but, you know, that's, again, because we haven't had the snow cover.
Exactly. Now, how about suet at this time of the year? Is that something that, you know, the weather's been bouncing back and forth? My house right now in Maine is 20 degrees, but we were 50 2 days ago. So,
isn't that crazy? No, I feed suet year-round only because the woodpecker absolutely loves it. And I want to see them in my yard. I've got a couple pairs of downies, a pair of hairies. The red belly's been in the yard. Ooh, and the other month I had the pileated in my yard. That was very exciting. But I offer suet year-round. And, you know, it is especially important to offer such a nice high-fat food source in the wintertime, because don't forget, birds need to eat their weight in food every day because of their high metabolism, and the high, you know, the high fat suet will help them keep that metabolism going.
Now, you make a really, really neat suet, and I've tried several of the different varieties that you make. I mean, you have some that's like a parfait and all different flavors. I mean, when you take it out of the wrapping, it just smells so good. You almost want to take a bite out of it.
Absolutely. Yeah, we use a good U.S. grade rendered beef fat. And then we just take some of our bag formula. The one you're speaking of is the nut and berry parfait. And we have the fruit and berry smoothie, the woodpecker picnic, deck porch patio, you know, party, and yeah, some really great suet. And it's a good rendered beef fat so that in the high heat of the summer, it doesn't melt and drip. And that's why a lot of people don't want to feed suet in the summer, because it you know, the cheaper suets, they'll get, you know, they'll drip and actually drip all over the ground and be real messy. Ours doesn't drip. It'll get soft, but it doesn't, you know, like I say, melt away onto the ground.
Wow. Now, if we start to see robins, and we know that because you're telling us that they've been eating all of the natural seeds. The ground's still cold, so the worms really aren't close to the surface. What can we do to help feed the robins? Is there something that they like better than anything else?
Well, robins don't only eat worms. They're also fruit eaters. So any fruit source you can offer them is great. We make a mix called Fruit and Berry, and it has apples, raisins, cranberries, blueberries, and cherries in it. So it's high-end fruit. So you might get some robins, you know, rooting around in there, picking the fruit out. Or else if you want to just put out a dish of raisins, cranberries, blueberries. You know, there are so many birds that like the fruit, which is why when the robins come back, you know, a lot of that natural fruit is gone because the other birds have been eating it.
So
what
kind,
put some extra fruit up.
What kind of a feeder would you use? Would you use like a platform type feeder to attract the robins?
A platform would definitely be the best type of feeder for the robins.
Because they don't want a tube feeder at all.
No, not at all.
Okay. Stan, hold on a second. I got a couple more questions for you. Because I've had a bunch of email, and they're looking to feed the birds, and they have questions.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We're talking with CeAnn about the birds. They're beginning to arrive. And CeAnn, I had an email from a woman, and she said that she always feeds the Baltimore Orioles, and normally she starts to see them during March. And she was wondering, is it too early to put out those orange half in her Baltimore Oriole feeder, or should she wait?
You know, because birds are, you know, they move with the season, and, you know, it looks like it's going to be an earlier, you know, migration. So I don't know if now is the time, because I've never seen them this early. I don't know where she's writing from that she sees them in March. Usually I don't see them until my maple tree starts to put out the little seed pods and stuff, because they seem to like to eat them. So that's when I usually start seeing them. That's usually not until, you know, in April, getting toward, you know, sometime in April. But if she's seeing them normally in March, I would start putting it, offering, you know, grape jelly or at least an orange, you know, when she, around the time she normally sees them. And if she sees them in March, sure, put them out, because there are other birds that will eat it if there are no Baltimore Orioles around. I mean, I had a red-bellied woodpecker that just went absolutely crazy on my orange halves. So it's beneficial to other birds, so you won't be wasting it. So, sure, put it out when around the time that you normally see them every year.
So the Baltimore Oriole will start to be in your area traditionally when the maples start to make flowers.
Yes, yes, they see. I see them up in the trees, and they're always tugging at them. I don't know exactly what they're doing with them, but they're always going after them. So I can only assume that they're getting some sort of seed, or they're eating the flower itself. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, see, that's a good tip, because I would love to have some Baltimore Orioles. I don't know if they're going to come as far north as southern Maine, but now that I know that when the maples begin to make little yellow flowers all over them, that's the time that they should be around. then I will put my Baltimore Oreo feeder out with fresh fruit. But you can still do it now, and woodpeckers and other birds will be attracted to it.
Right. And, you know, and it's all for the Baltimore Oriole, it is good to learn their song, because a lot of times they're way up in the trees, and you don't normally see them, but you hear them. And that's how I hear them first, long before I ever see them.
And what's their song?
Oh, you're not going to make me try and imitate that. Oh, I'm not good at bird calls. I would go online and go to a bird site and try to, yeah, don't embarrass me on the air like that.
Okay. Now, tell us about your website, CN.
www.wildalight.com. We got some great birding tips and information. Join our Birders Club and blog people across the United States. Or visit us on Facebook. We got some great info on there and interaction, and you can download a dollars off coupon for Wild Delight.
And if you're starting to see robins in your lawn, what was the name of that bird food blend that you recommended that people can put in a dish or a plate or in a feeder that's a platform for the robins?
That is the Wild Delight fruit and berry with its apples, raisins, cranberries, blueberries, and cherries.
Wow, it sounds good. I mean, we could put that on cereal for breakfast, right?
I've had people pull the fruit out of it and taste it. It is, look, and all our stuff looks so good to eat, and I've had people try it.
Yeah, when you open up the bag, it really has a very, very unique smell. And at this time of the year, stick with a general purpose blend, and you want it to be fairly high in sunflowers, you said, right?
Absolutely. Sunflower is the number one seed preferred by the widest variety of birds. You can't go wrong with a good sunflower blend. But, you know, stay away from the fillers. Read your ingredients. Know what you're putting in your feeder. Not all seed is seed. Not all birds eat all seed. And a lot of companies will just put any old cheap seed in there. And, you know,
so
I'm
go.
Thinking, what, birds will eat it? They don't.
Yep. Go
you
to
know,
the website. Yeah, go to the website, www.wilddelight.com, and you'll find out why. Thank you, CN. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined
combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, let's go right to the phone lines. Who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Liz from Cape Cod with a question about forsythia.
Hey, Liz from beautiful Cape Cod. Good morning.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing today?
Good. You?
Good, thank you. We're going to have some construction in our lot, and we have some forsythia that I think is going to be in the way. And I wanted to know the best time and the best way to move them.
If you can move them before they go into bloom, it will be a lot easier on that plant.
Okay, I wasn't sure about that.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you're going to be building within the next month,
yep,
then I would start digging them whenever you can. Dig them up, get as big of a root ball as you can handle. And then move them to an area where they'll be out of the way, and then cover the root ball with some bark mulch, and that will help to to prevent the soil from drying out. It will keep it cooler. And then when the construction is over, then you can move it. Now, the other thing that will really help with minimizing the transplant shock, and it's not something that you have to do today, but if you can cut them back by one third,
okay,
it will help them to balance the root loss with some of the top loss. So what you do is you cut some of the branches now, bring them into the house, put them in a tall vase of water, and in 2 weeks, those branches will be in full bloom, and you'll have like a little flower show in your house. And then as those go by, cut off some more branches. So smaller top, smaller roots, less stress on your plant. And that way when you go to put it, it will encourage suckering to develop from the base of the plant to make it nice and thick. You won't have the height, but you'll have density, and the height will come back within a 2-year period, and they'll be able to adapt to the move a lot easier. So as soon, I mean, there's no frost. My house in Maine, I can put a shovel into the ground. So on Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and south, you should be able to dig your plants anytime now. So if you got a good day where it's going to be 40, 50 degrees, go out, dig them. Be one project less that you have to do. But in the meantime, go out today, cut some branches, and force them into bloom, and you'll get to enjoy the arrival of spring before everybody else does. Great question. Thank you. And good luck with the move. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Norma from Mass with a question about tomatoes.
Hey, Norma, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Well, good morning to you. My question about my tomatoes, I have a very limited garden space, and I usually start 3 different types of tomatoes from seeds indoors. And for many years, I had wonderful results, but I plant them in the same spot every year. And the last couple of years, it must be wilt disease or something in the soil, because from the bottom up, they just started all the leaves and everything, and the amount of tomatoes I got was very poor. Each year getting worse the last couple of years. Is there anything, you think it's from the soil? And if so, is there anything I can do to rectify that?
Okay, what it is a leaf blight. And what happens is it affects the leaf turns yellow, it falls to the ground, leaving the spores there.
Right.
So in the spring, you put the plants in the exact same location as they were last year, and the ground is already infected with the disease spores, and they reinfect the new plants. So what you can do that will really, really help is if you can skip planting tomatoes in that area for 1 year, it will make a big difference. So instead of planting tomatoes, plant lettuce or green beans or cucumbers, peppers, and instead of putting your tomatoes there, go to Walmart or Home Depot and you can buy plastic containers, and most of your garden centers will also have big plastic containers. And if you go to one on a regular basis and they do landscaping, most of the landscaping companies, when they get done planting, they're using a lot of containerized shrubs today. And they'll take all the empty pots and bring them back to the nursery. Ask them if they have any used black plastic pots, and you want something like a 5 gallon or larger. And what you can do is grow your tomatoes for that year in the plastic pots. In your regular garden, plant green beans, cucumbers, peppers, and stuff like that. And what will happen is the disease spores will wake up. They'll get active. They'll move up. And because they don't have any tomatoes to attach themselves on, there's no host. And that cycle will break. And the spores will die because they have no place to go. And then next year, you can plant tomatoes back in there. And that's why it's important for crop rotation. Keep moving your tomatoes to a different area. So you can even buy, there's one of my favorite planters that's called the Earth Box. And the Earth Box is a giant window box on wheels, and you can move it. And you can grow 3 tomato plants in 1 Earth Box. And they'll get up to be 6 feet tall, and they'll produce like crazy, and you won't have to worry about the fungus that's in the soil in your garden. And you can move it to a different location, and it's a great way to grow. So you have to say to yourself, the soil needs to rest, the fungus needs to die, plant something else there, and put the tomatoes in a different location in an earth box or some plastic pots, feed them a little heavier, and they will grow like crazy. It's as simple as that. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll help you to prepare and eliminate some of the damages, just like we just helped Maureen. Okay, Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Will from Mass with a question about wood ash.
Hey, Will, how can we help you out today with your wood ash?
Well, I hear you talking about wood ash a lot on your program, and I have 300 white pines that I'm raising in pots, and I was wondering if the wood ash would be any good to sprinkle in the pots. And I also, in the summer, I grow tomatoes in containers, and I was wondering what you thought about putting wood ash on them.
Wood ash on your tomatoes would make a big difference, because if your soil is too acidic, what will happen is some of your first tomatoes that form on the plant will have a little black rotted spot on the underside, and that's called blossom end rot.
Yeah, I
and
get
it's
that.
Called,
yeah.
That's caused by acidity. So anytime you, and blossom end rot will also hit squashes. So you get a beautiful zucchini or a summer squash, and on the very end, it starts to rot. Looks like an old cigar. That's blossom end rot. So putting the wood ash in the containers for your tomatoes would be terrific. On your pine trees, I would put a little, because pines make the soil acidic. But if you can neutralize the soil a little bit, it will allow the phosphorus that's in the ground to become more effective, and it will help to develop a root system on your seedlings faster. Now, on your white pine seedlings that you are growing in containers, go to your garden center And what I want you to get is something called Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. Thrive is liquid mycorrhizae. Mycorrhizae is a bacteria or a fungus that will attach itself to the root system of your plant, and within the matter of 30 to 60 days, it will double the diameter, the size, the length of your existing root system. And you're growing a seedling, so the faster the roots develop, the faster your plant will grow and mature. This plant Thrive, when you're putting in seedlings or potted perennials or geraniums in a whiskey barrel or any kind of planting, it will stimulate the root system tremendously. So do that, and you're going to see a big, big difference in the quality and the development of those white pine seedlings. For a 1 gallon can, which is roughly a 6-inch pot, okay, you want to put maybe a couple tablespoons of wood ash, no more than that. Okay? Thank you. Great question, but get some Thrive and they will grow like you cannot believe. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Chet from New Hampshire with a question about fruit trees.
Hey, Chet, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, thank you.
How can we help you out, Chet?
Thank you very much. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question regarding the application of grub killer around my fruit trees. Is that wise or not?
The grub killer that you put will not be absorbed into the root system of your tree. And if you're using something like milky spore, which is all natural, you don't have to worry about it at all. But it is not a systemic, so it cannot enter the plant through the root system.
If you ever make compost in a backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price codes. The compost tumbler at fallparent.com. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Well, good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking with Chet about grub control. And the thing that you have to do is there are so many different types of grub control products and new ones coming out every year. Read the label and you should be okay. But read the label to see if you can use it near edibles. Certain products cannot be used in, like, the vegetable garden. Because I know some of you have grubs in the garden, but you cannot use it there. So, around fruit trees, read the label to be safe. Most of them are not a problem. But if you stay organic, like with milky spore disease, that will never, ever be a problem because it's a disease that will attack the grub in the soil. Does not go into the plants. It's a bacteria that kills the grub. But before it does, it will enter the body, multiply, consume the body, and then explode, basically, underground, releasing billions of spores to move freely to look for another host. But if you're using a chemical, and there are so many different ones on the market, read the back of the label before you apply it, because it may say safe to use on the lawn, but stay within so many feet of edible gardens, and an apple, pear, peach, plum, cherry would all be in that same category. In the next couple of weeks, we'll have Ken Kukarowski joining us, and when we do, that will be one of the questions that we will talk about. Okay? But read the label just to be on the safe side. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joyce from Mass with a question about poinsettias.
Hey, Joyce, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hey, Joyce, you there?
Hello.
Hi, Joyce.
Hello, 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 Paul.
How can we help you out today?
Hello.
Joyce, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, how can we help you, honey?
I'm calling about poinsettias.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah, what do you want to know about poinsettias?
Oh, okay. First of all, my name is not Joyce, but that's okay. I had called you last week, and unfortunately, my notes got thrown out, and I was asking you about a very large poinsettia that's about 18 inches tall and in a large pot, and I was asked you if I could, when the weather gets permissible, put this outside for the summer.
Yep. What you want to do, Joyce, is this. When you get sick and tired of looking at the red or the pink or the white, cut back the individual branches by one third. And what that will do, it will encourage that branch that you've cut to become larger in diameter and to make it stronger. Then it will encourage the plant to make side shoots, to make it bushier so that it will make more branches that will give you more flowers. Now, don't put it outside until the threat of frost is over. And traditionally in the Northeast, the Boston area, you're talking around the middle of May. So just watch your weather. When it gets nice, put it outside. Now, pull it out of the pot and look at the root ball. And if the root ball is a solid mass of roots and it looks like a big spider web, then move it to a container a couple of inches larger. And I would probably do that anyways. That way when you put it outside, it won't dry out as quickly. You want to feed it every 2 to 3 weeks with something like Miracle-Gro or blooming and rooting fertilizer. And then when the kids go back to school in September, bring it in the house, and at that time, I'll tell you how to force it.